At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. With me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, a.k.a. The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Amen. I hope you are having a fantastic day, fantastic week. And I pray it's been a fantastic year. Oh, we are winding down. Where has the year gone? Where has 2024 gone? Blink, it was January. Blink, it was summer. Blink, it was September. And now we are at the close in December. The year has gone. It's been an eventful year. So many things have taken place. But if you're listening to the podcast, you're still in the land of the living. We have so much to be thankful for. The most important thing is to be thankful. There are some people that started the year, did not end the year. There are some people, they may be in a hospital bed. There are some people cannot walk, cannot talk. But if you're here, you've got your limbs, you've got your life, you've got God. You've got a lot to be thankful for. So we are here and we've seen the end of the year. And I believe that you will see the end of 2024 in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. You will live out your days. You will see the best of your life will be the rest of your life. I don't care what it looks like, but I'm here to encourage someone as we're approaching the Christmas season. Some people have hangouts about Christmas. We don't know when Jesus was born, but we know for a fact he was born of a virgin. He grew, he done miracles, signs and wonders. Amen. He healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils. Amen. And we can do the same. He died for our sin. He said, no man take my life. He gave it up freely, but on the third day he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And he's alive forevermore. I tell people, listen, not all religions are the same. Not all faiths are the same. All other religions or faiths or beliefs are man trying to get to God, man trying to do good works to get to God, to earn God's favor, to be good enough to spend their eternity in heaven. But Christianity is God saying, no, you're not good enough for this. I have to come down to you. Amen. He made the way. It's by grace that we are saved. Through faith, it is a gift. It is a free gift. You cannot earn it, cannot work for it, and you certainly cannot buy it. We couldn't afford it. It's priceless. The blood that was paid, amen. So I tell people, be encouraged. It's about goodwill to all men. This is what it's about. Jesus Christ came to die for sinners, whom I believe. Listen, I was chief. I done some things. One day I'll explain to you on my podcast who I was and what I done, but I'm so glad that he delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear son, amen. And he's turned my life around, and I'm so grateful to him. He's been good to me. Has it been easy? No, it would never be easy. Jesus never had it easy, so why should we have it easy? The Bible says, amen, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, amen. So no, it's not easy, but is it worth it? It's definitely worth it, amen. And my desire is just only growing more and more to know him more intimately, to know him, amen, more intimately. That's our desire, to know him intimately. But to know him intimately, you've got to believe him, put your trust in him. And I just want to take a scoop of the Christmas story as we're approaching that season. Amen. Is it, do you believe God? Do you believe God? God is looking for people that are believing, that will believe him. God is looking for people that will take him at his word. God is looking for some radical Christians in these last days. Over here, we've got some people called some oil protesters, and what they do, they protest against, I don't even know what they're protesting against. There's a stop oil, I don't even know what they're called, but they do some crazy things. They shut roads, they sit in the middle of roads, they climb up bridges, they spray paint buildings, and they just cause havoc just to make their point known in regards to what they're trying to put across in regards to Just Stop Oil. And they're radical. They're radical. What they're believing for is something that's Put it this way, something that's not of a cause that we have, which is the souls of men. And God is looking for that same kind of radicalism, radical Christians who are going to preach this radical message to a lost and dying world. God is looking for people that are going to believe Him. Will you take God at His word? And as we see in the Christian message, in the Bible message, in the Christmas message, the Bible says that it was at about the time where not only did angels appear to Mary, we know that Gabriel appeared to Mary, but before he appeared to Mary, he appeared to a man called Zacharias. Now, Zacharias was a priest. Amen. His performing as a high priest that year, it was him and his wife were well stricken in age, so they were elderly, but they had no children. Whether they'd been believing for a child, and then obviously the time came, and they just said, you know what? Okay, maybe that's not our portion. And just like some of you that may be listening, you may have been believing God a long time for something and it didn't happen and it looked like it's not going to happen. This story should encourage you that, listen, it can still happen. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. This story should encourage you, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it has been. Listen to me, with God, nothing shall be impossible. This story should encourage you to keep believing God for the miraculous, the supernatural, and what looks impossible with man. Keep believing God. And I'm trying to slow down because I know I speak too fast sometimes. But I'm going to read here a little story and I won't be long of you. The Bible says that there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, and by the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Amen. So she came from the priestly line also, from the Levitical line also. And they were both righteous before God. Amen. Not known righteous, they were righteous before God, walking in all his commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. So they obeyed God, they loved God. Amen. And they wanted to please God. And there's some people out there, you love God and all you want to do is please Him. And they were blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they were both now well stricken in years. So they were righteous, they were blameless, loving the Lord, amen, walking in all these ordinances, but there was still an issue. And some of you have been serving God and doing what He calls you to do. You've been faithful in the call. You may be, some of you may be a preacher, some of you may be in the workplace, some of you may be in the marketplace, but you're faithful where God has called you. Some of you may be in government, in the media, in entertainment. Some of you may be in gaming. Some of you may be authors, writers. You may be in all different walks of life, sports personality, and you're doing what God wants you to do, but there's an area of your life that you still haven't seen the hand of God. And I want to encourage you to keep believing God. I don't care what it looks like. Keep believing God. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And there may be a woman out there and you're listening, and just like Elizabeth, you haven't had a baby yet and you've been looking for a baby and you want a baby, you're married and you've been believing God for a baby. I'm going to give you my story of my late bishop and his wife. They were waiting 7 years for a child, and early on when they're believing, she had a miscarriage earlier. She had an ectopic pregnancy, but he believed God, the husband believed God, and they believed God together. It's important that you're both on the same song sheet, amen, that you're both believing God together, because one shall chase 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 to flight. And he used to set a little table and a little plate and a little fork and spoon, and he used to say every morning, good morning, Joshua. And when he's going to bed, good night, Joshua. Because he was talking to an empty plate and a spoon and a little table, old enough for a little toddler to sit on. And it may have looked foolish to people that came to his house. He used to say every morning, good morning, Joshua. Good night, Joshua. And it looked foolish to those who may be in the natural. But he was walking by faith. He was steps of faith that he was doing. The Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. And that's what he was doing, calling those things that be not as though they were. And remember, the doctor said she couldn't have children. That was it. It was over. She had an ectopic pregnancy and there were some complications. She wouldn't have children. And he said, we're going to have Joshua and we're going to have Rebecca. I want to let you know, in the 7th year of their marriage, Joshua came forth. And from that testimony, he used to always speak about the testimony. From that testimony, many people were encouraged. Many people that couldn't have children were encouraged, and they started taking their steps of faith. And some people waited 5 years, some people waited 2 years, some people waited 10 years. I know some people waited 15 years for their child. But listen, their child came forth. Believe God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. So if you are that man, that woman, that husband, that wife, and you're listening, or you know someone that may be in this situation, encourage them to keep believing God. Amen. They were well stricken in age. They had every means not to believe and to give up and say, okay, you know what? Most of our friends are now grandparents and great-grandparents. So you know what? Okay, obviously that ship has sailed, so to speak. But the Bible says they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both now well stricken in years. They were elderly, they were pensioners. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, so while he was doing what God told him to do, so listen, even though they didn't get what they wanted to get, even though they didn't have what they wanted and they hadn't gotten what they had been believing for, they were still faithful. You see, sometimes we get in a situation where we didn't get what we wanted, and sometimes we become discouraged, and discouragement now breeds a certain lapsadaisical. We now start laying off of the things of God and start with our attendance drops and our prayer life wanes, and we stop reading our Bible because now we become despondent and displaced. We become despondent about the things of God. Why? Because it doesn't seem that we're getting what we want, and now people start blaming God and start saying, oh, well, if God was really God, he'd have heard me by now. No, don't be despondent. Keep believing God. Don't be weary in well doing, because in due season, you're going to reap if you do not faint. Don't faint. Keep believing God. He may not have gotten what he wanted, but he kept serving God. He kept believing God. Amen. He kept standing on God's word. He said, God, whether you give me what I want or you don't give me what I want, I'm still going to serve you. That's the bottom line. Whether you give me what I want or I don't get what I want, I'm still going to serve you. And the Bible says, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. So he was performing his course and everybody's outside and everybody's praying. It's a prayerful time. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So while he's there performing his task, an angel appears from him in the presence of God where everyone's praying outside. So this is a perfect opportune time. You know it's an angel. You know you've been visited. God is about to turn up in your life. And listen to what happens. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fearful upon him, as always. And when you read through the Bible, anytime an angel appears, the Lord appears, amen, people are troubled, people are afraid, amen, because something's about to happen. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Oh my God, what an invitation. Don't fear, your prayer is heard. He'd been believing, he'd been praying, amen, and the angel comes and tell him, don't fear, your prayer has been heard. I want to encourage someone, listen, don't fear, don't be afraid, your prayers have been heard. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that Daniel was fasting and praying, amen, and after 21 days he was visited by an angel of the Lord, amen. The Bible says he'd been in a fire, his fires was of bronze and fiery eyes, and the Bible says, fear not, Daniel, from the first day you prayed you were heard. But the Bible says that the prince of Persia withstood me from the first day. Read it. I believe Daniel chapter 10. From the first day you prayed, your prayers were heard. But it was an interception. So what am I saying? Keep praying. Keep believing God. Keep calling upon the name of the Lord. From the first day you prayed, I heard you. Your words have power. When you pray, God hears. But you've got to keep believing. You've got to keep pressing in. No matter what it looks like. No matter what you're believing God for. Some of you may be going through exams. And you're going through a tough time. You say, God, help me to pass my exams. Give me the grace to study for the right things that will come up in the paper. And some of you may be going through a tough time at work, in business. And it doesn't matter. Keep believing God. Keep standing upon the promises of God, which are yea and amen. He said, your prayers were heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. He didn't say a child, he said a son. It's not going to be a girl. You don't need to guess. He's going to bear your son, and he shall call his name John, and you shall have great joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Oh my God. Imagine an angel telling you that. You're going to have great joy and gladness. People are going to rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled of the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias or Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. God has just given you the outline, a blueprint for this young child's life that you and your wife are about to have. He's told you what you're going to have, what's going to happen, and what he's going to do. And how, listen to me, God has given you the blueprint. What more do you need? He said, listen to me, you're going to have great joy. People are going to rejoice at his birth. He's going to be a boy. Listen, he's going to turn the hearts of many back to the Lord, and he's going to prepare a people. God has laid out the blueprint for your child. What more do you need? And listen to his response. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? Or how is this going to happen? I am old, I am an old man, and my wife is elderly, is well stricken in years. Now, because he's a child of Abraham, he's a son of Abraham, he should know, going back to the beginning, amen, going back to the beginning of your faith, if God can do it to a man that was 100 and his wife 99, whoever she was, listen to me, God can certainly do it for you. Abraham is the father of faith, so he's expecting us to have faith in God. I tell people, listen to me, there are some unbelievers that have more faith than believers. I know people that start business and say, listen, my business is not going to fail. They don't believe in God. They don't know God. Some of them are atheists, some of them different religions, and they have more faith than believers. This man was a priest, executing in the priest's work. People are outside praying. He's been visited by an angel. The angel has come to tell him, your prayers are answered. You're going to have a son. He's going to do great things. Signs and wonders. He's going to be great in the sight of the Lord. Turn the hearts of many back to the Lord. Go in the power of Elias, and he's going to make ready a people. And you're saying, how is this going to happen? I'm old and my wife is old. God is looking for men and women that are going to take him at his word. Listen, President Trump, who's going to be president? Yes, he's going to be president again. Bless the Lord. He believed that God had called him for such a time as this. With all the attacks that went on in his life, with all the arrows and darts and attempted assassinations, and they tried to impeach him how many times, tried to do so many things to bring this man down. But this man was resilient, knowing that God has called me to be president. I'm the one that's going to take this country and make it great again. I'm going to turn them back to the living God. I'm going to place biblical values back in America. He did not let nothing stop him. Any other ordinary man would have said, you know what, this is too much. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Anybody else would have said, you know what, I can't do this no more. Nope, but not him. Even in his older age, he's in his 70s. But listen to me, he had that tenacity to believe it doesn't matter what they throw at me. Listen, they may have rigged the other election, but it doesn't matter what they throw at me. I'm going to be a thorn in their side. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm going to keep telling people, listen to me, I can make America great. And it doesn't matter what they throw at me. They tried to kill me, tried to take me out, tried to scandalize me, tried to blacken my name, drag my name through the mud. But listen, he came out victorious. Why? Because he believed God. There was a boxer called Muhammad Ali. Even when he wasn't the greatest, he kept telling people, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. This man was of a different belief, but he kept saying, I'm the greatest. He kept speaking it. He kept believing it. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. And now he's dead. And listen to me, up to now, it doesn't matter who you are in boxing, what accolades you have managed to accumulate, he is still recognized as the greatest boxer. Why? Because he believed. God is looking for people that will believe him and take him at his word. But unfortunately, this man, this priest, this believer of Yahweh said, how is this going to happen? I'm old and my wife is old. We're both pensioners. The ship has sailed. That boat has passed. Verse 19 says, and the angel answering said unto him, I love this line. I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto you and show you these glad tidings. Behold, you're going to be dumb. You're not going to be able to speak. You're not going to be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. I love what he said. He said, I'm Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. What are you saying? I'm Gabriel. I was there when God created the heavens and the earth. I was there when he said, let there be light, and there was light. I was there when he said, let us separate the waters from the... I was there when he said, let the trees bring forth, and let the animals come. I was there when he said, let us make man in our own image. I was there when Adam fell. I was there when the flood came. I was there when Jerusalem... I was there when he gave Abraham, when he tested Abraham. I was there. I was there all along. I was there. I was there. He said, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God to tell you these glad tidings. So you know what? Because you don't believe, I can't have you messing this up. You're going to be dumb. You're not going to speak. You've got to understand the power of your words. This broadcast is called The Power of Words. You've got to understand. Listen, he knew he was a priest. And God said, listen to me, because I know you're a priest, and because you're a priest, your words carry power. And I want to let you know, if you are a believer, your words carry power. This is why it's not you. You can't be saying things like, oh, this is killing me. Or, oh, this pain in my leg is killing me. I'm sick to death. No, you can't be saying those things. Your words have to be so, you've got to be so careful about what you say about your words. Because the Bible says in the book of Matthew, it says, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. He said, you're going to take account of every idle word that you have spoken. And he said, because he knows he's a priest, and because he knows his words have power, he said, listen, I can't have you mess this up. He said, you're going to be dumb, but it's only going to be for a season. Until the time that everything that I've spoken to you comes to pass, you're going to know. And he departed. You see, he said, listen to me. You're not going to speak. I'm muting you. I'm putting you on mute. And some of us, because we're going through certain trials, these are the times where we need to be on mute. These are the times where God is saying, listen to me. I don't want you to speak. When you're going through the hardest times, when you're being tested, listen to me. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. You are being tested. So he said, I'm putting you on mute. And he put him on mute. And God said, I'm putting you on mute. I can't have you mess this up. Not this time. Because I've answered your prayers. God has heard some of you. And some of you have been praying for some things. You've been believing God for some things. And because it hasn't happened yet, some of you now are going back on your prayers. Some of you are going back on your prayers. And some of you say, well, it doesn't look like you've heard me, or, you know, I'm going to stop praying. Oh, you know, I knew this wouldn't happen. So you're praying one thing and you're saying another. And the Bible says, according to Mark 11, 20, 23, we can have whatever we say. So God is listening to our prayers, but he's also listening to our words. And he said, listen, I can't have you mess this up. I'm going to mute you until this happens. God is about to do something in this season before 2024 ends. And listen, God is about to do something in your life. But he wants you to believe him. Don't be like Zacharias. You have to see it to believe it. God wants you to believe him. God wants you to take him at his word. God is looking for some radical Christians. They're going to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely receive, freely we give. God is looking for some people that are going to say yes to his will and yes to his way. Will you be one of them? Will you answer the call? Will you go forward? Will you believe like Mary? And say, listen to me, according to your word, Mary said. That's on the next program. According to your word, be unto me according to what you say. Take him at his word and do what God has called you to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.